sisters and brothers, it's great to be here, and I apologize for starting off by doing something which caused me great pain. I'm going to agree with President George W. Bush. There is an empire of evil, there is an axis of evil, and the empire of evil is organized by the United States of America, and the axis of evil is the combination of Blair and Bush working in tandem, or one is very subservient to the other. And if you want to see part of what's going on, this empire of evil, it's one of the many American bases in our country, in England's green and pleasant land, and we've already heard a bit about this one. And our friends in the campaign against American bases, Lindis, who's been over this fence, and others, have sent us that wonderful message of solidarity. And I think Nigel either has or will send them a message of solidarity and support from us for what they're consistently doing about these spy satellite systems of the states organized from British territory. We used to be an American aircraft carrier, now we're much more than that. We're a spy base for this evil empire of the United States. And of course they deface the beauty of the land. We heard about their absolute vandalism in the Middle East. They deface the beauty of Scotland, the heather-clad hills, the lochs, and by this ghastly Royal Naval base on the Clyde at Faslane, where Faslane 365 would have the focus of attention for a whole year, we hope, and I'm hoping that clergy and ministers and members of religious communities, especially the Iona community, we were there at Faslane this coming November the 1st and 2nd. And I don't know how many clergy of the Church of England will be there, but I can tell you that part of this great sea change in public opinion is the letter in the Independent about 8 weeks ago from 20 Church of England bishops saying if the government revamped the Vanguard submarine and Trident missile program, it would be evil and anti-God. And a week ago, the Archbishop of Wales came out with the same thing. So the hierarchy of the church is actually beginning to change. And of course, Christian CND has always been a very fringe element of the Church of England. And in fact, there is a CND, you know, church communities quail. And I've had parishes where they think it's the biggest little hobby, you know, CND. Yes, you can't take it too seriously. But now we have the hierarchy, even of the Church of England, making statements. And because Pax Christi, the Roman Catholic peace movement, which I belong to, has consistently been supported by the Vatican. And the Pope has often made pronouncements, including the evil and horror of nuclear weapons, which, of course, are quite irrelevant and useless and immoral and indiscriminate. Everything else you can think about, and illegal, of course, under existing international law. So this web of wickedness and this conspiracy of world domination is before us today. You're looking at it. And it's credibly said that if the President of the USA reached out for the nuclear briefcase or was within reach and pressed the nuclear button, then the signal would be transmitted worldwide to United States Air Force base here at Croydon. And I can believe that because of its worldwide position of transmitting American signals and collecting information and dispersing it as well. And this evil, of course, is I can't think of how many times it says multiply, because as has already been said, you know, George W. Bush in America and Tony Blair in this country are claiming to be speaking as Christians. And it's not for me to condemn them, they condemn themselves by their policy and by their statements. And the best way, of course, to conceal the horrors of what you're doing is to call it good. So, of course, they're constantly doing it for our safety, for our protection, and all the things which they're exactly doing the opposite. I mean, 1984 pales in comparison with the doublespeak that goes on in the world of politics today and the lies which we consistently heard from Tony Blair, Prime Minister of this country. And, of course, not forgetting, you know, that I'm Tony, trust me, the smiling messianic eyes who took us into the evil war and invasion of Iraq on a complete tissue of lies. And the distortion of law, we've heard about Brian Hall in Parliament Square. I mean, 5 years, 5 months he managed to survive. Constant harassment, constant changes in the law, constant attempts to get rid of him, because the Prime Minister cannot stand the fact that opposite the House of Commons there's one person with some photographs of Iraqi children there day and night just to show him, Blair, about the evil of what he has done and is doing. And I mean, Brian Hall is a devout Baptist. He says, I'm doing this for my grandchildren and for the Iraqi children. And what do Tony Blair and George Bush each think of the world they are creating for their grandchildren. Where will their grandchildren be? Will they be in a much greener nuclear bunker when that day comes, if they're mad enough to perceive of their policies of nuclear proliferation, which are not caused by Iran, they're not caused by North Korea, they're caused by the nuclear weapon states saying, well, of course, we're going to hang on to ours, despite the fact we signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and promised under Article 6 to pursue steps in good faith for total nuclear disarmament. They're not going doing that at all, and so, of course, the risk of nuclear terrorism, nuclear accident and nuclear proliferation are daily more and more with us because of our policies, not because of Iran, not because of North Korea. So we are here to do what we can, as John said, and we're doing the right thing because we know what is the right thing, and we have to put up with lies, but we're not afraid to denounce lies. We're here to denounce lies, we're here to draw attention to the evil of this base, we're here to consistently uphold the actual English and British way of life, which was enshrined in Magna Carta, which was, look back at Wat Tyler, the Peasants' Revolt, look at all those really significant moments in English history, which have been about democracy, which have been about freedom, which have been about the rights of the people and the civil rights of the people, which are consistently being eroded by this government, which is the most controlling government in Europe and I think possibly in the history of this country. So you and I are not helpless. We're here as free as we can be in this controlled society. We've got a lovely day to enjoy ourselves and to celebrate peace, which we are doing amongst ourselves, and hoping that that peace could really be available to everybody in the world, especially the people that Felicity has told us about and the people we've created in such tragedy and a mess in the Lebanon and Iraq and Afghanistan and beyond. So take heart, my friends, we're here and we're still able to do this. Able to do this. You know, Bunyan's Progress has Mr. Valiant for Truth. I'm sorry, it was Mr. in that case. But anyway, we've got Valiant for Truth as a person. And we can all be here and to be valiant for truth and stand up for truth and witness to the truth. And I'm very sorry, I agree that our police force has to be here wasting valuable police time, protecting this web of wickedness and deceit and evil over that fence from scary people like us. You know, I mean, I can look around and see how scary we are. Absolutely terrifying. And the peacemakers and peace lovers and people who actually believe in peace. I mean, what's more frightening to people like Blair and Bush today? They don't want us. They want us to be afraid all the time. The whole policy of the Pentagon since the 1940s, and the documents are extant now, is that extraordinary country does have a better freedom of information than we do. So you can now read the Pentagon documents from the 40s saying that after this world is over, which war is over, not world, will be over, the world will be over. They carry on. After this war is over, what we want to do is keep the peoples of the world in constant fear, and then the government can do what it likes. And that's just where they're trying to keep us now. That's why Blair is constantly cracking on about terrorism, and everybody in the world is supposed to be scarified so that we know the government's doing the right things to protect us. So I'm sorry that our poor police have to be here. They could be doing much better things than protecting this wicked base from us, and they should all be cutting the fence and bringing the place to ruin. I grieve very much for our poor deluded sisters and brothers who are working in there, as Felicity said, and they think they're doing the right thing, they think they're doing it for us, and yet here they are, you know, in their secure jobs and their pensions, and well, I don't think the people of Carlton even know they're here. I mean, it's not mentioned that it's USAF, it's not mentioned that these Americans who send their children to the local Church of England primary school are involved in this evil work. Well, what more can I say? I can think that in affirming what we're doing here as witnesses for what is right and decent and good and just and democratic and free, I just want to quote a Sufi poet and mystic writer from the 13th century. Because I think when he says this, he's saying something which describes you and describes me. He's what we call a prophet. He sees the future and he knows what's important in the history of the world. And really has to say this: you are all guardians of God's light. You are the talisman. You were born of the rays of God's majesty. And I believe that's your calling and my calling, and your destiny and my destiny. We're here doing the most important thing in the world. And to finish, I'd like to quote Desmond Tutu, words that he said after apartheid ended as an evil system in South Africa. You know, when I want to live in hope, I remember that apartheid came to the ground, the Berlin Wall came to the ground, and it was all largely people power that brought about those things. And in the end, the politicians have to submit to people power. When they see those votes in it, then they will agree with us. So if I could just end with these words, if I can find these words, I wanted to end with Desmond Tutu's, but I may have lost that page. Oh, dear, dear, dear. It's down here somewhere. Yeah. No, I think it's gone. anyway, the Tutu says that goodness is stronger than evil, and truth is stronger than lies, and life is stronger than death, and love is stronger than hate. I found it, and I'd like you to say each line after me so that I can finish. Goodness is stronger than evil. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness.
Light is stronger than darkness.
And truth is stronger than lies.
And truth is stronger than lies.
Thank you.